Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Come on and shout if you believe this is your season.
My. Good morning. Reverend.
Good morning.
Have you heard that song? Have you heard that song before?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know, what happened was there was a part of that song about putting the seed in the ground.
That's right.
Can you hear me real?
Mm-hmm.
Put the seed in the ground. You know what I'm talking about? That's
right.
Thank God, if you're on this side, there's a seed in your in our heart this morning that we should know that God is in our life. There shouldn't be no doubt in our heart that we know that God is not in our heart. Man, I just thank God, Reverend, for this day. I thank him for the Holy Spirit, because I really believe it's our season.
Mm-hmm.
It's our season. Somebody said, what you talking about? I'm not trying to say I'm prophesying on nobody. I'm telling you that there are some things can happen in our life if we just have more faith in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking about money and stuff like that, man. Because I believe, now this is me now, Reverend. I believe
mm-hmm.
God said that we will seek him first, the kingdom
mm-hmm.
of God. That I got a problem with that, Reverend, because we want everything. We seek other things before we seek God. But we seek
mm-hmm.
God, all them things that you think you need and want, if he wants you to have them, you will have them. But
that's
he wants
right.
to seek him first, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to seek him. He wants us to seek him. And when we do this, it's not for getting no house, no car, no wife, no good, what we call a real nice bank account, you know. That stuff is
mm-hmm.
simple. Help me, Holy Spirit. What does it do, Reverend?
Right.
Can you help me with it? What happened with that stuff you get on this side? It's gonna work.
Oh, it fades away. It's gonna fade away. It to build your hopes on things eternal. Build your hopes on where raw moths or rust or decay has no effect. Will not even appear. Oh, praise the Lord. Beautiful.
That's why I
like to
have
I like that. I have a seed in the ground. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know.
Because it's
our
season, man.
Yes, sir. Yes. Been planted, been buried with Christ.
What?
Baptism. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brother Randy.
That's beautiful.
Top of the morning, my brother. Top of the morning.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Randy?
Lord.
Brother Nutter hit the one button too, Brother Randy. They're on fire, Brother Nutter. You better come on in here.
Oh.
I didn't want to know if it's a mustard seed around here. I didn't want to know if it's a mustard seed.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. Now watch it.
Reverend, Brother Nutty, I'm just happy to be alive for a time
like that.
There you go. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
My. Old pastor say, days can't be brought, nor can many minutes or hours be brought. You got to live every day to the full. And great that he brought us together on one occasion, on one accord, once again.
Yes,
sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Worship him.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Reverend Eric, talking about the seed. This is when I got a seed in the ground. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what, mm-hmm. though, Reverend Wright? Every time I tune in to God's plan, and I just hear the brother together, and I just hear the brother together, brother saints, just everybody just on one accord, help me, Holy Spirit. It just brings joy. I just hear everybody's voice. I just hear everybody gathering for one call, and that's the praise.
Amen.
Worship.
That's all right, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's a beautiful thing, right here. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Somebody told me, Reverend Bright, men don't go to church. Men don't serve in church. It's hard to get a man to do things in the ministry. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody told me that men don't do things like this. Everybody? I say you got to put in the God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put in the God's plan.
Stop listening, man. Hey, this, when you said it, something came to my mind. Will the real Adam stand up? Will the real Adam stand up? Will he stand?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Men don't go to church, Reverend Brian. If you look in the church house. When you walk in the church house, men don't do
that.
Oh, sir.
No, they don't.
God, my
God. Hey, brother, man, should be there. They do that. What they call that brothers racing? You find a lot of them there, huh?
Some of them stay up till the sun up and flee when the sun come up.
Yeah, have to make them.
Yeah,
I know. Hey, I'm up here. What they call them? Mega churches, huh?
<Uh-oh>.
You got a lot of members, don't you? You got a lot of members, huh? They got a lot of members, man.
Yeah.
You got a lot of members,
I got scripted, man. Come on, brother. That's what I'm looking for. I want you to come on with it. I got scripted because we talk about the mega church, not the mega church, but you know what I'm talking about.
You see there's a large crowd like on that style there, I'll put it that way, because we don't know the number God gives. You know, somebody, God got a number for us. He said, Reverend Henry, one day, Brother Randy, is 1,000 years to him. One day.
Yes, Lord.
So
yes,
we
Lord.
Can't sit up and put a number on things because we try because this was our finite mind. But one day, man, it's like 1,000 years to the
Lord.
I wrap my head around that one now. You know what I'm talking about? One day.
My God, my God.
So I don't put him in the box, Randy. I quit that box stuff. I left that a long time ago. He's bigger than the box.
You can't put him in no box, Reverend Brian. You can't put him in no box.
I did, though. I did. I don't give.
You know what? Listen, I went back to some old notes. Help me, Holy Spirit, with this. Look how God works. Look how the Holy Spirit moves. We put him in the box. We gotta face the truth about ourselves. Help me, Holy
Come
Spirit.
On now.
We have to face the truth about ourselves. We doing things, but are we? Are we putting it in the box, Reverend Henry, Reverend Brian? Are we putting them in the box and saying, are we did enough today? That's enough. We did this, we did that, that's enough. Are we putting them in the box? We got to figure the truth. I went back to some old notes, and it says, facing the truth about the, my God. This look how the Holy Spirit moved. These notes is from September 12th, right? This is how the Holy Spirit just said, it said, there are many disciples that show up with only the motivation to get a ticket stamped on the car or punch so that at judgment they can say, Lord, I have perfect attendance at church. My God. Look, I can't make this up. Right? This is my note. Listen what it reads. Like, that Christianity is much more than that. It's much more than
Come on now.
Much more than that. He came to show us better. My God. I came that you may have life and have it more abundant. We are designed to live a life of victory, not defeat. Success and not lose. Dreams and not nightmares. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Dreams are not nightmares. It says we gotta face the truth about ourselves, Reverend Brian. We gotta realize, understand that nobody said it was gonna be easy to let us do that. Nobody said easy in a cakewalk. The third God, Reverend. It's a day-to-day struggle. Something always pop up. Something always going on. Something always in the way. Oh, yes. We got to make the truth about ourselves. I went back to Paul in Romans 7.
Uh-oh.
I went back to Paul in Romans 7. I went back to Paul, Romans 7. I started at 14. Listen to this.
Okay. All right.
Went back up Paul. Paul was telling us something here about ourselves, right? About what he had struggled with, what he had going on. Help me, Holy Spirit. This scripture right here, Reverend Brian, when I talked about it, September 12th, it's in my notes. It turned me in another direction, Reverend Brian. It turned me back in the right direction. Cause at this point in time in my life, help me, Holy Spirit. Can I testify for a minute, bro? At this point in my life, Reverend Henry. At this point in my life, I was going down the wrong path again.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Doc.
Make it plain. I was off track. Help me, Holy Spirit. I was off track.
Yeah.
Right? When God gave me this scripture and gave me and told me and Paul said what happened to him and what he was doing and how he was having a war in his head, he called it, Reverend Brian. He was having a war inside of his head. Brother. He was having a war inside of his head, in the Holy Scripture. He was he said, at this was after the point where he was saved, and he said, I am still unspiritual. My God, my God, my God.
Oh, you're in the book.
This was at
the
point that he was saved and doing great things for the Lord and doing ministry and serving and doing all these great things, Reverend. But he still came to the realization that he was still unspiritual.
That's right.
He gave it to me. He gave it to me, raw and uncut.
Even though
I was still reading the Bible, and I cannot testify a little bit, brother. Even though I still was, God, going to church and reading the Bible and doing all these things for the church and doing things in ministry, trying to do right by people, I still had some things going on in my life that I was unspiritual.
Come on now.
I had to face reality about myself. Realize that even though God give you allowance, he allow you to do certain things. Help me, Holy Spirit. He allows things. He gives you allowance. It don't mean he like what you're doing, Reverend Bryant, but he allows it. And he gives you a chance to get it right. Give you
right
to get a, I had to face reality about myself. My God. September 12, 2001, Red Bryant.
My God.
Father God,
that's all right, Deborah.
Thank you for your grace. Thank you that you saw fit to bring us all together on one occasion, on one accord, to lift your name up. Because we know if your name be lifted up, it's Lord, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for Reverend Brian. I thank you for Brother Nutty. I thank you for Brother G. I thank you for God's plan this morning, oh God, that you give us the platform. We can preach your word and teach your word on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
Lord, I touch the ministry, oh God, that help it grow in the name of you. Said in your word that you would give us an increase. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. You said in your word, Father God, if we try you now, that you would open up the window of heaven to pour out so many blessings that we can't receive them all. Jesus, thank you for that you allowed us to wake up this morning. That you allowed us to gather. I want to call you. Lord, I ask that you continue to just move and the meditation of my mind and word. I'm putting down sight right now. I'm asking that you remove anything out of your life, that you give us a solid system understanding of your word as we read it and find ourselves approved. We thank you, we thank you for each and every man and the sound of my voice right now. I ask that you move in the mighty way in their lives, oh God. Touch them in the mighty way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Heal them in the mighty way if there's any hurt, harm, or danger going on in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Fix the broken hearts right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Move in their marriages right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Because if not, our will, but let your will be done right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank God.
My God.
Oh, if you don't feel the Holy Spirit right now in this place, Lord, my God. Listen to what it read like, Reverend Brown. I ain't gonna be long here. We can respond. So what it read like?
Oh, you good?
It says, we know that the law is spiritual. But I am unspiritual. Sold as a slave to sin. My God.
Come on, man.
This just breaks me down, Reverend Bryant. It just breaks me all the way down when I read it. Paul, help me, Holy Spirit. Paul, is telling us this.
Oh, wow.
That he was already saved and doing great things for the Lord. Listen,
my God, help us, Lord.
My God. We know that the law is spiritual. But it's I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. Listen what he say, Reverend Brian. Every time I read this, it just do something inside of me, man. It says, I do nothing what I do, Reverend Brian. It tell me, put myself right here. I'm Paul right now, Reverend Brian. I do not understand what I do. Help me with this, brother, if you can. Just help me with this. I do not understand what I do. Me, Randy, I don't understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do.
There you go.
What I hate, I do. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I found myself doing it.
My God. I got to face reality.
Yes,
all right. I mean good intentions, brother. I mean good intentions.
Yes, sir.
I try to live holy. He said we should live holy because he is holy. I'm trying to live,
yes,
right? But what I want to do, I don't help the Holy Spirit. Paul said, what I want to do, I don't do. But what I hate, I do.
I'm myself doing.
My God. Listen what it read like. If I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. The law is good. Listen to what it's saying. As it is no longer I myself who do it.
Uh-oh.
But it's sin living in me. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh,
it is sin living in me. My God. It is the sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me.
My God.
That is in my sinful nature. When I'm doing what I know I shouldn't be doing, when I'm doing things that I know that don't line up with God's will, help me, Holy Spirit. When I'm doing things that I know that can sidetrack me, Reverend Brian, and send me down the wrong road. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Well, you all talk.
When I'm doing things that I know that's not in God's liking, Reverend Henry.
That's it.
But I'm going to go back to this. He allows you to do certain things, even though it's not in his liking. He allows you to do it because he gives you a choice, Reverend Henry. He gives you a choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He don't force you to do what is right.
Mm-hmm.
My God. It don't matter how many times you walk to the church house, Reverend Brown. It don't matter how many times you serve in the ministry or how much you give. Help me, Holy Spirit. It don't matter how much you give or how much good you do and how much you serve. You still got to face reality about yourself.
Come on, man. Yes, sir.
When you do anything that's wrong, you got to face reality about yourself. My God. You got to face reality about yourself. Listen to what it reads like. As it is no longer I myself who do it.
Okay.
But it is sin living in me. I know that good itself does not dwell in me. That is in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, Reverend Bright. Help me, Holy Spirit. I have the desire to do what is good.
Yes, sir.
My God. I have the desire to do what is good. But I cannot carry it out. Help me, Holy Spirit. I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing, Reverend Brian.
By myself doing. Yeah, I need some help with this, brother.
I really struggle with this, brother. I'm testifying at the same time as I read the scripture, because this is, I struggle with this. Help me, Holy Spirit. I struggle with this.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what it listen. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna read it one more time so we get it clear. It says, "For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing."
Yeah.
So I keep on doing. I just keep on doing. Listen what it read like. Now if I do what I do not want to, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me. It's sin living in me. Sin living in me. It's the sin living in me that does it.
There you go.
My God. Listen to what it read like. This law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me.
Right.
Why is it?
My God, my God. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see other law at work in me.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Help me with this, Reverend Harry. Reverend Brian, you got to help me with this now, brother. Listen to what he say. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. I know God's law. I know God's word. I know what God wants me to do. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on.
I know what is right. I know what he wants me to do. See another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work in me. I got a war going on in my head. It's like tug of war, Reverend. Right? You ever see people play tug of war? It's like tug of war in my mind. Help me, it's like tug of war in my mind. Oh, good and evil. It's good and bad. It's just it's tug of war in my mind. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, you got God, you got it. You got it right.
My God, my God. It's like pulling me back and forth. It's spreading me thin and stretching me out back and forth. My God, my God. I'm going to read it one more time. It says, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. Listen to what he said. What a wreck. What a wretched man I am. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? My God. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death, Reverend Brian? Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
There you go.
Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then I myself, in my mind, am a slave to God's law. But in my self-connection, a slave to the law of sin. I want to talk about that for a little while, Reverend Brackers.
I'm facing
the reality about myself. I'm facing the reality about myself. But how do I see? Paul said it, and this is what I'm struggling with right now today, brother. It says, "So then, I myself, in my mind, Reverend Brian, am a slave to God's law. I know God's word. I know God's law. I know what he wants me to do. I know what he wants and what he desires of me. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know that he has a calling on my life. I know that he has me has a plan for my life. I know that. I know that.
Yeah.
It says, so then am myself in my mind am a slave to God. I am, Reverend Brian. I am, Reverend Hay. I'm a slave to God.
Mm-hmm.
But my sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. How do I step up?
Yeah.
How do it happen overnight? Can it happen right now? Do it take a little time? this is a valid question I'm asking here, brother. I'm kind of between the rock and the hard place. My God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
My God. My God.
Yes, sir.
How do we stop the tug of war from going on in our mind?
Yes, sir.
How do we stop?
Oh, Lord.
My God.
Much prayer, much summoning of Jesus, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Who will deliver us, who will give us some help, because in our flesh, there's that struggle in our whole being, within ourselves, in a man, has continually fight without a man. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, that wretched, old wretched man that I am. Praise the Lord. I'm glad for Jesus. I'm glad for his rescuing us continuously over and over again. That's why it's needful for us to turn to him. Because in our flesh, within ourselves, we can't make it without him. Can't even walk this walk without him, without his help, without the Holy Spirit strengthening us. Some battles we win, some battles we lose. But there's victory
yeah.
in Jesus.
Yeah.
He said, that I would do. I have trouble performing it sometimes, that I would do, but my heart longs to do the right thing.
Yeah.
In my heart.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
But sometimes I have trouble with performing that. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's real important. It is a necessity that we keep close to him, that we draw nigh unto him. Oh,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He can let us know where the pitfalls are.
Yeah,
he can let us know where the traps are. Oh, but when we would do good, he reminds us evil is present. To try to trip us up, evil is present. To try to make us follow, evil is present. But I'm glad God is present also. Praise the Lord. Praise
yeah.
the Lord. Beautiful. Beautiful today. Beautiful today.
My God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Brother Randa, as a person that we always say, sometimes we belong. Quit talking to yourself.
Yes, sir.
Reverend, know what I'm talking about. Quit talking to yourself.
Yes, sir.
Say, Reverend, when I say that, because the more you talk to yourself, if you don't pray more,
If you don't get God in that, the more you lean on to that evil. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because that's war right there, he said. And we fight against all the time, brother. I'm talking about us as believers. We all
yes,
do
sir.
This, man. We fight against. We want to do right. We want to stay with the Lord. We want to love the Lord. But you know what I find out, brother? I find out, just like old Paul, man, it ain't that he ain't trying to do right, man. It's just because it's so easy to do sin. Oh, help me.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to do sin.
Right on the head,
you know? It's so easy to do it. Paul said, I find myself doing it, Reverend. He said, I find myself.
It's so hard to do. It's hard to do right, but it's easy to sin. My God, my God.
Yeah, but this is how I know it, the growth now, Brother Randy. The growth, as you get closer to the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. As you get closer to the Lord, it gets a little easier, you know what I'm talking about? As you get closer to the Lord, it gets a little easier. But it don't exempt you to making no mistakes, though. It don't exempt you from, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It don't exempt you from making no mistakes, Brother Randy.
That's right.
What happened is, like you said earlier, he give us a free will choice, man. He don't force nothing on us. You know what I'm talking about? He let us live like we've been living. Somebody know what I'm talking about. We've been living like this. And when we live like this, let me tell you this here, brother, man. When you live like this, sometimes, man, you get on that side right there, and you have a play the part. You say, since I'm over here, I might as well just stay over here. Since I'm over here, I might as well just stay over here, you know. I'm doing, I like it. I kind of like this style over here. But let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. God is looking at all of that, but he's giving us some strength in such a time like that we have right now. It's a season, right, like you said, for greatness. You know what I'm talking about? You know, but Paul wrestled with it because he loved God. He could have just stayed where he was, bro. He could have just looked at it and said, well, I'm already over here, brother. And it's just me struggling. I'm already here, you know. But I thank God for this, brother, man.
I looked at, you know, Paul, you know, like everybody that did something or had a problem. Noah was, you know, Paul, you know what he did. He was a Saul at first, killing Christians and doing all kinds of stuff. I think killed the guy on the front line for his wife, and you know, all these great guys that did great things in the ministry. My God, Oh, it's a war going on in my mind.
That's it, man. Brother Rand, that war is almost every believer if he's truthful by itself. It's in every believer. I don't care how long you've been going to church, you're going to always wrestle with that other side, man. You're going to wrestle with it. You're going to do it. I don't care how good, I don't care how many times you go to church, you're going to wrestle with that other side, right? But I've learned something, though, Brother Randy. You don't have to lose to it, though. You don't?
See, the
closer you get to the Lord, man, I know this is going to sound self-righteous, but let me say it anyway. The closer you get to the Lord, the less you want to get around the things that trap you. You know what I'm talking about? You be around like-minded people, like you said. You know, you try to get on here and try to get here where everybody's on one accord. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, and I know when you said earlier, when you said men's, you know, you mean men and women as well, because the ladies got problems too. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They got problems too. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I love the ministry because Paul was more transparent than most of us. You know what I'm talking about? We walk around here like we ain't never made a mistake. We never have any problems, you know what I'm talking about? But I'm thinking, man, you walk in this walk, the evil's gonna always be in the present.
It's going to be there.
Yeah, that's right.
But Paul knew, though. He knew the story at the end. He said, I'm a wretched man. Yeah, that I am. But we know what he said. He said, thanks be to God.
Yeah.
He said, thanks be to God.
Yeah, bro.
There's some hope there, man. That's the hope right there. It ain't us, man. It ain't nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do to get in on our own. It has to be through Jesus Christ. I don't care how much you know. It has to be through Jesus Christ. So this walking in like this here, Brother Randy, like I try myself to do daily. I try myself to stay closer to him. As you stay closer to him, it's not going to be exempt you from problems. Don't think I ain't saying that. But you know what he does, Randy? Exempt me from getting myself. It exempt me from just trying to lean to my own understanding. Because Paul had a problem because he said he was doing it, and he said he didn't want to do it, but he found himself doing it.
Yeah.
He said, mm-hmm. I don't know how I got here, Reverend. Can I talk like this? I don't know how I got here, mm-hmm. but all of a sudden I find myself around all this. You know what I'm talking about? That law, you know what I'm talking about? And what he talked about,
yeah.
I like that. We know he was a teacher by heart, and he was a Pharisee by Pharisee. And when we look at the law does, only thing it does is point out the sin. But there wasn't no saving
mm-hmm.
grace there. There wasn't nothing to save there.
Yeah.
If you keep reading Paul, he's going to tell us about we are saved by grace.
Oh, yeah.
You keep on reading, you'll find out the Paul, the same Paul talking right here, he was speaking to the Romans. Cause, don't you know it's a lot of self-righteous people out there, Randy? There's a lot of people going to church. They are so self-righteous, man. But I
mm-hmm.
thank God for the humility of what you just expressed right there. There's a lot of people who would not be transparent. If you go before God and think you're going to hide your lifestyle, I might as well tell you, you're not going to hide. He's keeping a record. He's keeping a record.
No,
sir. Only time
right.
you don't keep that record is when you repent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When you repent.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Paul. Paul was a teacher, man, by heart. And so you said it, Rand. You said he was taking Christians to the Roman fishing and getting them killed. But God changed that mindset. He changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now he was a what? A man after God's own heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When he found out the truth, when he found out Jesus Christ is, Jesus Christ was the deliverer.
Yeah.
So I say this, Brother Brandon. I know we. I like that. You don't mind. It's just something about the King James. You don't mind if I do this. Do you? It's just something about the King James. My brother, when I was reading it's reading good, but it's something about when I was reading it. I was trying to look at it, and he said, "Is it really? This is just me and you, Brother Randy." You know what you said? He said, for the good that I would, I do not. But the evil
mm-hmm.
which I would not, that I do. Now, if
mm-hmm.
I do that what I not do, he said, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwell in me. See, he acknowledged it, man. He acknowledged
mm-hmm.
it. He acknowledges right then, I know what it is, Reverend. But I find myself
mm-hmm.
doing it, Reverend. That's what Brother Randy is talking about. We find ourselves falling away. But somebody, no, that's different from a someone's practicing sin. This is somebody acknowledging he has or she has a problem.
Huh.
He has a problem, and he's trying to find out why
mm-hmm.
he's in this. To that. Now, my thing is, I don't know what Paul was headed in life at that time, but I can say you like this. We have to be careful when we're around something we know we're attempting to do. You know, so we have to be careful when we're around somewhere that we know is tempting us to do it. We have to call it out what it is. Lord, give me strength. Lord, I know I
right.
need to be. I need to get away from this, Lord. Give me strength. And don't you know God is awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know he'll give you that strength?
Yes,
how many of you know God will give you that strength? He will give you
well,
that strength.
And I'm going to tell you something. I've had him and tried him. I know that he's good because I find out that he come in right on time, man, because sometimes you want to mess up, brother. You want to mess up real bad. And sometimes you might get a text or something. Sometimes he might put a thought across your mind and he bring you to your senses. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you this. I'm going to leave this alone when I say this. I'm going to tell you this, man. But you know, brother, if you can get to that part of that last scripture, thank be to God. If you can get that, if you can get all that's good right there, because we know we can have a pity point all we want to, but all that's good. But if you can get to that last scripture, thanks be to God.
My God.
I'm gonna say this again, Brother Randy. If you can get to that last scripture, can I say it again? Thanks be to God. If you can get there, because you, if it had not been for God, oh help me, Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, who he sent his son down here, none of us would be doing what we're doing right today, getting up in the morning and trying to get closer to his word and starting that day off. Have you had a thank God moment? Because through Jesus, that's what the scripture said, our Lord, so then with my mind and myself, serve the Lord, the law of God, but with the flesh, the loss of sin. And that's what we wrestle with. We wrestle with that law. But God gave us He gave us something to supersede that law, and that's Jesus Christ. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. You can repent. You can repent. And watch this here. And you can repent. I'll say it again, really. I ain't stuttering. You can repent.
That's right.
And you can repent. And you can repent. But I'm going to tell you somewhere down the line in your repentance, it'll not be the same thing, brother. It'll be somewhere you'll say, Lord, help me. Get some fortitude in your life. Resist some things in your life. Let your nay be nay and your yay be yay. You know what I'm talking about? It's some things that is in some of us. We don't have to force us to do it because we got enough manpower, we say in us, you know what I'm talking about. But let me tell you something. There's an evil spirit out there that's willing to knock you to the dirt. You and I don't care how much we know, it'll get us in a minute, brother. My struggle, it might not be like Brother Randy's struggle, but your struggle might not be like my struggle, but we all have some struggles in life, so we keep it before God. You know what I'm talking about? We keep it from God, and we ask God to give us this day our daily bread. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? Give us this word to help us so it can keep us in such a time like this. I'm going to be quiet, right, Brother Randy, because that's a beautiful lesson. Because I always like that lesson, because there's many times that we have to quickly examine ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Life that we go through, this Christian walk that we go through. Man, you know, sometimes you want to have the magical, you want to pull back and say, Lord, I see it. And sometimes he'll just lead you in it, man. To allow you to see it, to learn, to teach you, Reverend Henry. You know, when you see this same sin, are you seeing the same thing, to trip you up, you'll be more wise in it and sort of step by it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you sound crazy now, but keep living. Randy, to be truthful, even though you might have messed up and I might have messed up, but some kind of way God brings us to our senses, don't you? You said it. He brings us to our senses. Some kind of way he'll bring us to our senses. You know, don't mess around and get someone, because I know you can't go in your house and don't hear God, because I know your wife is you got a praying wife. I know you do.
Oh, yeah.
I meant to ask you this. How your granny doing, man? Not to have a sidebar. Brother Rand?
Granny's doing good. My mother-in-law still been back and forth to the hospital, but God is good, you know. They doing good, you know, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's all right, man. That just came across my mind when I was thinking of that, you know. I know God's been blessing, you know. God is a blesser, you know, in season and out of season. Thank God. Thank God, Brother Randy. Thank God for the ministry, man. Thank God for what he already have done and what he's about to do today. I thank God for Brother Randy and the message that he brought. It's a powerful lesson because we all struggle with it. I don't care how much tired you be. I don't care how much church you're going, like Randy said. You're going to wrestle sometimes. You know, and folks don't know it. They think, well, he done fell off. Yeah, but how are you praying, though? Are you praying for one another? Don't talk about it. Pray about it. You know, the day is Eric's day. Tomorrow might be your day. And we be talking about you. We be talking about you. What will we be talking about? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What will we be talking about? River, can you hear me? I got to ease out of here, Randy. I thank Brother Randy, thank you for that lesson, man.
Gotcha.
Thank you for God for blessing us, man. You know, we love hearing each other, you know. But we sure do love hearing somebody really been, what you just gave was being transparent, man. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? But one thing about it, we know the way back.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We know the way back.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we know the way back.
Follow the cross. You know, follow the cross.
Yeah. Yes, sir. We know the way back. I hear how your pastor preached. I know you know the way back, you know. I hear how he preached. Yeah, I know you know the way back. Because he ain't putting no uncut on it. He's cutting like a D.O. Go.
Yeah,
he sure is. Oh, yeah, he's preaching.
You know, another thing, too, y'all, let's you know, I mean, Reverend Brian, I watch your church when it pop across my thing, and I watch, you know, we just got to keep the man of God in prayer. Help me.
Yes,
I don't know how that came across my heart, but we just got to continue to lift up anybody that's doing ministry and serving God. It's not an easy task with everything that's going on in this crazy world right now. We just got to keep the man of God, the men and women of God in prayer and lift it up.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
And when you sit there, Brother Randy, because they're doing some things or we're trying to do some things that they're not coming doing. A lot of folks got out of their comfort zone when they had a full church, and now down to maybe just the ministry staff and the praise and worship. Maybe that might not be them. It might just be 10 people there, and they're preaching to a camera now. You know, they're challenged to do some things that the seminar didn't teach. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're challenged. Oh, you get there in a minute.
Yeah.
They're challenged, Reverend Henry. You know, them to sit up there and look at the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been sitting there for all my life. We got to keep our pastors praying for anybody that can stand up and preach God's word needs prayer.
Prayer.
It needs prayer because they are being challenged, you know, especially now, man. If you ever just go to a camera with this you and you're trying to reach out to somebody, you know what I'm talking about? It's easy to reach it with a camera there with people there. Or can you do it when ain't nobody there but just you and the musician or maybe the minister staff or a secretary there, you know? can you be more effective and get you, because you don't have them amen, strong amen that you usually have.
Mm-hmm.
you got to pray for them, you know what I'm talking about? Because they got to keep the church going with fire, even though it ain't but a little bit. Well, you say it ain't that many people. God will break it down, man.
Mm-hmm.
He'll break it down so the people will worship him. You're right, man.
Yeah.
We need to pray for our pastors. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that. I love that. We do that. Hold on. Well, back up. We need to. We do that. At the back of Christmas.
Yes,
we do that. You know what I'm saying?
Do that.
I had one palm on. I find myself thinking to myself again. No, we do that. Yes, sir. We gift of that. In the name of
Lord.
Jesus, we gift it.
My God, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I got to step in this office, man. I got to step in this office.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Okay. May God be blessed, brothers and sisters. Anyone want to hit the one button and respond on the word or bring something, let's do it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
praise the Lord.
Reverend Harry, it's been a blessed morning thus far, man. I know we got a long day ahead of us, but we started off on the right foot this morning.
There you go.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We had a beautiful, beautiful time, wonderful time. Thank you, Lord. Let me read off a couple of these golden nuggets that ain't marked in. He says, new to the family. New to the family. Luke 15:3-7. There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents and over 99 just persons who need no repentance. The angels rejoice when we repent.
Yes, Lord.
As a son of our lesson this morning, when we repent, you know, we confess that what we want to do, we find ourselves not doing. What our heart longs to do, we find ourselves falling short. Oh, but praise God that He has adopted us into His family. Oh,
yeah,
hallelujah. He going to give us some help now that we're in the fold. where grace can abide, where love can abide, where strength can abide, that will help us obtain this victory that we're trying to receive, that we're trying to overcome. So it is a struggle even within ourselves. But God, thanks be to God. That last word, thanks be to God. I'm glad He always make it a way out for us, though He leaves us with a choice. But if we choose Him over and over, we'll find ourselves with more victory than failures. Praise the Lord. She said another, she said, you missed the chance. She said, you missed the chance. It says, love beats lectures every time. Love will hide a multitude, and love will give strength, love will give understanding. But lectures are kind of like the law. The law could just point out and a lot of criticism, they can just point out your wrongness. Oh, but when love starts to move in, you know, love starts to change a thing. though you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, but love came. though you realize the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, love came. 1 Corinthians 13, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith that I could move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Love came. Thank you, Jesus. Glad about it. Love will be lecture every time. Every time. And oh, praise the Lord. Stage by stage, last night she gave us stage by stage. God's faithfulness extends to all generations. I'm glad about it. He don't give up. He don't give up on us. But He endures with us. Oh, hallelujah. He gives us peace and patience as we wait on our deliverance, wait on our strength, wait on our healing. We look unto Him. He blesses us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
My God.
Hey, Reverend, when we pray out, can nobody hit the one button? When we pray out, you know what I'm talking about? You know, there are some tables in the church that we believe is very important. We really believe the Lord's Supper is very important. Y'all with me? In the poor, you know what I'm talking about? We believe that we should support that. You know what I'm talking about? We're supposed to support the widows, you know, and the fatherless. We're supposed to support them, you know what I'm talking about. And I want you to understand something here when I say this, that God want us to be reminded what he gave us to do, we should never stop doing it. You know, we should always help people when there's a time for need. You know, it might not be always in finance, brothers, but it can be with a prayer. You know, I know prayer works. I'm a believer in prayer. So I'm going to ask you to do something. Either one of y'all can do it. Make sure do not forget what Randy said. Pray for the pastors.
Yes, Lord.
You know, pray for the pastors. You know, it's been a while since we really just sit back and just lift up our leaders, you know, pray for them, you know, because if you are in a church and someone is leading you, feeding you the word of God, man, pray for them, you know. And we always say put God's plan down with it. Pray for us that we always keep God first, man. We really believe that. So, Reverend, there was a brother, Kiki, right, Brother Randy?
Yeah.
Kiki?
Brother Kiki.
You know, let's keep him prayed up, too. We're going to keep him on the prayer list. He's still in the hospital right now. We're going to keep him prayed up. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you could just be walking healthy today, you know, and all of a sudden things can start happening in your life. You know what I'm talking about? Age ain't got nothing to do with it. Things can come up on you. You know what I'm talking about? And you can drink green drinks and run 10 miles and still that close to death. You know, still can be that close to death. You know what I'm talking about? So we just want to keep him prayed up, him and his family, at such a time like this. Man, we just want to lift him up, Reb. Kiki them. Whoever we asked the other day, I think it was somebody asked somebody else up there. You remember that? They asked somebody a prayer.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's been a while until we lift somebody up. You know, since we got prayer wars, you know, here we don't touch and greet, then God is still healing. God is still delivering. You know, we just want to lift that up. You know, we don't never want to forget the sick and the shut in, man. We might not know everybody's name, man, but we want to lift them up to the Lord. Is y'all with me yet?
Praise the Lord.
I want to lift up the Lord. You know, because it's tough times out there, Reverend. You know, I'm talking about on people, man. It ain't about no bills either. It's about taking a step. You know, I'm talking about using the activities of your limbs. You know, I'm talking about there's some people struggle like that. I heard a testimony the other day, and Brother, y'all two can tell me about this. You, Brother Randy, and Reverend, y'all gonna tell me about this. Please help me with this. Y'all help me with this. Y'all been on the gurney before. You know, y'all been laid stressed out on the gurney and people praying over you. You know what I'm talking about? And so y'all understand what I'm talking about. That someone had to feed you. Somebody had to show you how to walk again. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know you're right.
Right today now.
Oh, yeah.
Today, somebody picking you up, cleaning you up. So that's why I want you guys to pray about that, because y'all been through the storm. Y'all know it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You were walking fine before you went in and before you got on that gurney, you know? You know what I'm talking about? But then you couldn't eat, feed yourself, Brother Rand. Reverend Henry. You couldn't even breathe, man. Look what God done today. Look what God, now you can go to that last verse. Thanks be to God. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank you to God. I want us to see when a person praying and then been through something, I believe to me now it's more effective, because someone that's praying, oh, watch me have Bell's Spirit. Because I don't believe nobody that's been in the church and never had no problems and never went through nothing. But some of them think we have. But let me tell you something. Somebody that's been through something and listen their voice to the Lord, man, God hears that attention because he heard it before. Brother Randy, when you learned that guarantee, he heard you in your prayer, Reverend. He heard people praying for you.
Sir.
You know what I'm talking about? So pray for the sick and the shut in from your heart, man, from your heart. Can you do that for me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
My.
Yes, sir.
All right, you can You can get it if you want to. I get it, don't matter to me, you know.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven,
yes,
will come with you. Thanks, get up on our hearts. Thanking you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy.
Yes.
Oh, Father God, we're so elated in our heart, Father God, that when we would do good, when our heart desired to do the things that you would have us to do, we realize there's an obstacle there. But, Father, I'm so glad that thanks be unto what you have given us, the gift that you have given us. Oh, hallelujah, that we can overcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for blessing us. Thank you for our way out. Father God, just as you've given us, both of us, a way out, Father God, you're still giving a way out to mankind. Father, we ask for your healing in the name of Jesus. We ask for your covering in the name of Jesus. We ask you for understanding in the name of Jesus when we don't understand, Father, when we don't realize, seem like sometimes back is up against the wall. Oh, Father God, but you have the way. And you are the way. Thank you for encouraging our hearts this morning. Oh, Father God, gives us, oh, more assurance, more faith. Keep on, but thanks be unto you, yourself. Hallelujah. That we can make it, Father. Those that are waiting on healing, Father God, let them know that they can make it. With you, all things are possible. You are the one that can increase faith. Oh, and you are the one that can increase strength. You are the one that's able to keep us from falling, Father. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you in advance for your healing. Thank you for lungs that you're going to touch. Thank you for people that you're going to set free. Thank you for deliverances. Oh, evil spirits, you're going to move out the way. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for how you're going to remove the adversary hands. Bind Satan in the name of Jesus, and thank you for your glory. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your strength. Oh, great God, thank you for abiding with us, Father. I want to tell you, we love you. Thank you for the message this morning and the messenger. Thank you for those that came out and just want to love on you, Lord. Just want to get more closer to you, Lord. Just want to rejoice in you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Bless us as we continue on in this day to be just what you would have us to be. Let our light so shine. Let us show love to someone. Let us give someone that has fallen, help them. Bless us to help them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, bless us to show love one to another. It is in Jesus' name we ask it all. Continue prayers on the brother Kiki, Father God. You know his special need. You know what he needs, Father God. Bless. Bless oh, in the name of Jesus. Look up on it, Father God. If your will be thy will, look up on it. Oh, and set free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And all those, Father God, that's waiting in faith, oh, bless you. Their faith gives their strength. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, and we thank you. And pray, continue to give strength to our leaders, to our pastors, overseers, shepherds, angels of the church. Oh, Father, bless them as they keep their hand in your hand. Bless them, Father God. Oh, keep them, Father God. Bless us to be what you would have us to be, the sure dying world that you yet live. Give strength to those, Father, in the name of Jesus. Strength to those, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for, oh, men and women that would desire to do what you would have them to do. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for a way out of nowhere. Thank you, Lord. I see victory, Lord. I see men and women overcoming rather than falling. I see men and women getting strength, Father God, for you to lead your people in the way that you would have us to go. Father, I see victory. And I thank you, Father God. Oh, so many times. Oh, people want to point out instead of praying. Oh, hallelujah. But we have joined together in our heart to pray for those whom you have given unto us to lead us the way, to show us the way. And we thank you, Father. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory in Jesus' name. Thank you for love in Jesus' name. Thank you for knowledge, wisdom, strength in the name of Jesus. And almost of all, thanks be to God.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Father, for what you've given us. We love you and all that you've given us. We love. Thank you for our brothers and our sisters. Thank you for God's plan. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for men and women that set aside this want to be close to you. Father, want to sit down and read your word and concentrate on you. In Jesus' name, we want to thank you. In Jesus' name, we do pray, Lord. Thank God.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
My God.
Praise the Lord.
Well, if it's God's will, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Swinky and I went to Little Rock, Arkansas.
Come on with it, brother. Come on.
Yes, sir. Except. Except what God allows. Sorry.
Swinky and I went to Little Rock, Arkansas. With Bishop L.T. Walker. Early one morning, I got a call. I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams, and Gloria called me. She said, sit down. I said, I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door. She said, sit down. I sat down, and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time. Four of our members had been killed in a wreck. I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members. I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth. These were some good members, Brother Sheard. I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising saints. And I couldn't understand, why would you take those four people at once? I put three people in one grave. I was upset with the Lord because I said, you took my members. And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine. I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready. And I'm giving those others a chance to get right.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
So I called Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept.
Help.
What God allows.
What God allows.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off anyway.
Face the facts.
Face the facts.
And you will never stray.
And you will never stray.
Turn your paper loose.
Turn your paper loose.
He will
Thank you, Lord.